Hello and welcome to Software Architecture Insights, your go-to resource for empowering software architects and aspiring professionals with the knowledge and tools they require to navigate the complex landscape of modern software design. Not all applications are created equal. Some are built to process transactions and maintain state, while others focus on delivering content, data, or experiences to our users. For software architects and engineering leaders, distinguishing between these core application types is critical for making sound decisions about scalability, infrastructure, security, and data management. Why? Because how you design, build, construct, and operate your application is different based on your customer use patterns. Experiential applications are applications that provide an experience to your users. The longer the experience goes on, the more value your customers get from your application, and hence the more valuable the application is to them. So what are some examples of experiential applications? Well, look no further than your social media feed. By its very nature, social media provides experiences to their customers. The value of social media is directly related to the amount of time their customers spend in the application. The longer the user is around, the more valuable their services has been. For the application owner of a social media application, this translates directly to more eyeballs watching more advertisements. More ads mean more money. But not all applications are experiential. There are other types of applications called transactional applications that have the exact opposite expectation. They want their customers to get in, do something, and then leave. Their customers are happier and, correspondingly, to seeing more value if they can get in and out of the application quickly. The more time they spend in the application, the less productive they are and the less value the application has overall. This is the exact opposite of experiential applications. Well, what are some examples of transactional applications? Many e-commerce applications, like Amazon.com, are transactional applications. When someone wants to check the status of an outstanding order, they want to get to the order detail as quickly as they can to get their answer. They don't want to sit and scroll through lots of related content. And when they intend to buy something, they expect to find what they are interested in and get it with as few clicks as possible. Yes, there is some value to browsing through a storefront in the pre-internet world, what we called window shopping. But even if you are simply browsing, you find value in locating your desired products quickly and efficiently, and being able to order them quickly is still a primary desire. There are other types of transactional applications besides e-commerce. Examples include applications that turn on and off lights in your home, or enable disable your car alarm, or unlock your front door, or applications that show you your bus schedule, or allow you to check an item off your list of tasks for the day. Transactional versus experiential. Two different types of applications with drastically different customer expectations. One designed to keep customers engaged for a long period of time, the other designed to get the customer in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. Well, why should I care about this? This seems more like information for your product management team, as they're the ones that decide how the customer flow for the application should work and what features are important and not important. But it's also a concern for the software development team. Why is that? Because how you design, build, and operate your application is impacted by the type of application it is. Experiential applications are built to sustain engagement. From an architectural perspective, this challenges many parts of your application architecture. With an experiential application, your architectural decisions must consider front-end responsiveness, data delivery strategies, and infrastructure resiliency. Your architecture should prioritize low latency user experiences, continuous personalization, and scalable content delivery. More specifically, some of your key architectural concerns include high availability and front-end performance, downtime or latency kills engagement, infrastructure redundancy, aggressive caching, and dynamic front ends that prioritize fast rendering with progressive loading are architectural concerns. Real-time data feeds and interactivity. Dynamic front ends with interactive features such as likes and comments often rely on WebSockets, server sent events, and long polling. Architecting for sustained open connections and efficient pub-sub messaging becomes important architectural criteria. Personalization at scale. Experiential applications typically rely heavily on delivering personalized content. Your system needs to support recommendation engines and other personalization features. In modern applications, these capabilities typically require machine learning and AI architectural components, and they have a dramatic impact on your ability to scale your application. And then event tracking and observability. Since user behavior drives business metrics, you need deep instrumentation to monitor users' behavior on your application. For some applications, this data is directly related to how your application derives value. User behavior drives advertising decisions. Your architecture requires complete, accurate, and non-intrusive behavioral tracking. With experiential applications, you are optimizing for stickiness, speed, and relevance. Your system must anticipate casual user flows, handle scale with grace, and feed into the experience continuously and seamlessly. Now, for transactional applications, they're all about speed, reliability, and accuracy. Users are trying to complete a simple task. That task might be to update a record, or complete a payment, or trigger some workflow. But the faster and more reliably the task completes, the better. Your user experience team is focused on how to reduce the number of needed clicks for common use cases, and they focus on making these flows understandable to your users. You, however, are focused on other things. Data consistency and integrity. Transactional applications often modify state, sometimes a shared state. So strong data consistency is essential. Architectural considerations, such as using ACID compliance databases, strict validation, and distributed transaction management, are critical architectural concerns. Latency. Even small delays are user frustrating. Prioritize low latency APIs and minimal hops between front-end and back-end systems. Component interactions should be short, transactional, and low latency. Scalability. Many transactions trigger back-end workflows, things like order placement, scheduling, and alerts. Use asynchronous processing patterns, including job queues, pub-sub communications, and asynchronous workflow management to decouple the processing from user-facing components. Item potency. Transactions must be safe to retry, especially in distributed architectures. Item potency is critical for transactional integrity. Even at the end user level, the ability for repeated customer actions to be handled the appropriate number of times is critical to an efficient transactional experience. And finally, graceful degradation. While important for both experiential and transactional applications, graceful degradation is critical in transactional systems. Asynchronous workflows can help with graceful degradation, as can item potency. By systemically understanding how to keep the user's experience short, yet fulfilling, even in light of system failures, will assist with your application overall success. In short, the architecture of a transactional application must be optimized for task completion, speed, and reliability. You're not trying to keep users entertained. You're trying to keep them on their way quickly and confidently. Longevity isn't the goal, but speed of user comprehension and completion of a task is. Understanding whether your application is experiential or transactional is more than a product design decision. It's a foundational architectural concern. It affects everything from your infrastructure strategy to how you handle data, scaling, availability, and customer experience. As a software leader and architect, your job isn't just to build software that works. It's to build software that works for the kind of experience your users expect. Misalign your architecture with your application type and you'll find yourself battling performance issues, user dissatisfaction, and unnecessary complexity. Thank you for joining us on Software Architecture Insights. If you found this episode interesting, please tell your friends and colleagues. You can listen to Software Architecture Insights on all of the major podcast platforms. And if you want more from me, take a look at some of my many articles at softwarearchitectureinsights.com. And while you're there, join the 2,000 people who have subscribed to my newsletter so you always get my latest content as soon as it's available. Thank you for listening to Software Architecture Insights. What does it take to operate a modern organization running a modern digital application? Read more in my O'Reilly Media book, Architecting for Scale, now in its second edition. Go to leeacheson.com/books for more information.